This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. This is the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here producing a quality product, I would say, if I do say so myself, but a lot of people say this is quite the different program, so I'm here to offer you in a courteous way, a respectful way, orderly way, well, maybe not orderly, sometimes a little disorganized, but the basics of respect are here, and we would all like to have the basics of respect spread around the radio, especially. I was listening to some really horrible radio host do a really horrible job talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. These one-sided conversations that are so disrespectful, all I do is hit the button. There's a limited audience, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So we hope that you'll appreciate the fact that we have a wide scope here on the DJV program and leave it at that. One of the things I think we ought to talk about is what's going on with the CDC. Is there, like every, here's, it's a new day, let's have a different rule.
Change the rules. Yeah.
Like,
I always laugh about the science when I always use coffee as an example. How many times have you seen coffee will kill you? Coffee will save you.
Yep.
Coffee's the best thing you could
chocolate.
Ever have. It's poison. Don't
chocolate.
Put it in your mouth. Right.
Yeah. Right. Like, chocolate's the same thing.
Well, so, the CDC is like a coffee survey, except in real time. And a couple of stories that I thought maybe you'd be interested in around the COVID virus. The CDC, first of all, has issued a change. They've had a retraction. And this is one of the things that I think is really irritating. No one really, like, wants to say whether or not it's airborne. One of the most irritating things to me about the Bob Woodward tape with President Trump when he was talking about the virus and it being dangerous and that he didn't want to cause panic is that President Trump said the virus was airborne. Well, if you Google, is coronavirus airborne, the answer is no. It's aerosolized. It's spread in people's spew, essentially, and it can hang in the air, but it's not considered an airborne disease. Well, the CDC over the weekend made a lot of people confused when they said that the coronavirus was airborne. They said it was an honest mistake, and now they're trying to take that back a bit, I guess, moving it back. They said it was an honest mistake.
Well, because it scares people, and people then
of
say,
course.
Well, if I'm less than six, if I'm 6 feet away, it's still not good enough.
Does it matter? It's in the air, right.
But we need to know what the real truth is. And you know, people are popping up in restaurants now, and more cases are spiking. The county I live in is becoming a hotbed because we opened restaurants and people are indoors. I don't know what the CDC, I don't know if this is political. I know that in the past they have admitted that they, you know, didn't write their own statement on their website and that it came from the coronavirus task force. But at this, like, who do we believe at this point?
No, that's
and there have been
the
months.
Problem.
There have yeah. been months of, but like we've known from the beginning, we've talked about it here that it can travel a lot further than
6 feet is arbitrary.
6 feet.
Yeah. I mean,
well, it was a prediction that there would be a fall surge, and as we've now entered into fall, the fall surge in certain places, the city that I live in has seen 21 or 24 new cases in the past 24 hours.
600 new cases here.
I don't even know if it's the crazy. I don't even know if it's the season or just what's going on with people. Because here's the thing: in California, we had a spike over the summer. Now we're like down below 3%, which is a huge deal for the state. So it depends on where you are. And unfortunately, I think this is just how it's going to be because this is a virus that is very contagious, and people are going to hand it around. But according to this post, They said that the agency believes, the CDC believes that the virus can hang in the air and spread over an extended distance, but they continue to believe that larger and heavier droplets that come from coughing or sneezing are the primary means of transmission, which is why they still say that 6 feet is the right amount, because the heavy droplets that you cough or sneeze will start to dissipate after 6 feet. They say that sometimes it can be smaller, aerosolized particles or droplets that spread the virus over a wider area, but they believe that most likely it's when people sneeze and cough. And
but who's going to do all, who's going to look at it in this complicated way? This is inside baseball, kind of. And people want to know whether they're going to get it or not. And do they wear a mask or not? And do they have to do personal distancing?
Yeah, well, when you're indoors, you know, like for restaurants and gyms and stuff, you know, that you don't, well, gyms, I believe you do have to wear a mask. But if for restaurants, as soon as you're at your table, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
No.
And so that, and but you're still right next to people. So it doesn't really, I mean, for me personally, there's no way I'm going to eat indoors in a restaurant until 2021. There's just no way. The tables are way too close. The air filtration systems are not, they're not up to snuff. So, you know, this is what we're going to have happen. But I just don't understand why we can't just say, yeah, there are larger droplets that would hit you in the immediate 6 feet. And then there are smaller aerosolized droplets that can hang out in, like, say, an elevator. That's why, you know, a lot of scientists from day one have said this is a dangerous situation for people to be at work, because if you have to take an elevator, then that's where those aerosolized droplets hang out.
But we're in the weeds here, and I'd love to have the info, but I think the practical side of this is, what do? You look around our country and there's a spike. You go to Canada, there's a spike.
Yeah, Europe has got it.
There's a spike.
Really
and the stock market went down as a result of people thinking that we're going to go back into this, this nosedive.
All right, you ready for some other stuff about this coronavirus?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because there's some other interesting stuff that I want to tell you.
Please.
Something that happened on Monday that was really unreported is that the House Committee on Foreign Affairs released an audit report on actions perpetrated by China and the World Health Organization at the beginning of the pandemic. And the report was written by the Republican members of the Democrat-led committee, but it had some bipartisan contribution from what I understand. And it says that beyond doubt, the Chinese Communist Party actively engaged in a cover-up designed to obfuscate data, hide relevant public health information, and suppress doctors and journalists who attempted to warn the world about the coronavirus. It's a 96-page document that alleges the Chinese government hid and destroyed inconvenient evidence related to the virus that originated in Wuhan.
And they continue to do that today.
Yeah, right. So that report is out, and because of all of this, and this is what's so sad about the news cycle. We're all obsessed with RBG right now. We're all of that, but this is something that's really important too. That's not getting much attention. Then get
what happens though with that? Like, where does it go from there?
It's, well, first of all, you get the report so that you can actually start taking action so that Congress can vote on sanctions. They can vote on some of the things that would take aim at China. Mm-hmm. This is also happening in Los Angeles. So people are so out of work in Los Angeles, my hometown, that people are actually descending on tide pools at the beach in L.A. County. They're scraping starfish and mussels and other sea life from the rocks in order to stay alive and eat. And the L.A. City Attorney's Office charged 45 people for overfishing this past week.
Jesus.
Without licenses, taking restricted species at the White Point Beach in San Pedro. The city attorney said, I understand how desperate people are in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. I get it. People have lost their jobs. People's rent is at stake. But apparently, he said, he goes on, this can't continue. This is not a way to feed your family or to sell a small quantity of sea creatures to make ends meet. So he's going after these people after giving, I mean, he gave people
there's nothing better to do.
Right. I mean, I don't understand this.
It's just crazy. California is the headquarters in the world of the nut jobs of the world. And it's getting worse and worse and worse every single day. And it does serve as
a
good example.
I'd rather have people go to the ocean than steal from someone.
Yeah, but what it has done is proven and shows day after day how people have no common sense rise to the people have the ability to be fooled, if you will, by folks who are so clueless, so out of it. It is mindless thinking and doing. In a moment, AstraZeneca and their vaccine trials. We get the update on that 15 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, AstraZeneca is trying to prep a vaccine, and they were going to start a trial, but it's on hold now. The blueprint detailing how its vaccine is going to be tested. Trials remain stalled, but here in our country, but elsewhere, they're testing in Britain and Brazil and India, South Africa. The tests were halted after 2 people experienced potentially neurologically serious side effects.
The one person was a 37-year-old female in England who had that inflammation of the spine, and she couldn't walk, and that was really serious.
Bad.
The second one, they claim it's not related. I don't know how they know or not, but they claim it's not related to the vaccine trial, but they still halted it anyway, which makes me a little suspicious.
The EPA is adding new products to its list of disinfectants that can kill COVID-19. Let's see here. There's a EPA list called List N. Have you seen it?
No.
It has Pine Sol on, so that was on before.
Oh,
wasn't
I've
it?
Been using Pine Sol for that anyway. It says 99% against bacteria like Clorox.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're supposed to apply full. This is not an ad for Pine Sol, but apparently.
I hate the smell of Pine Sol.
They have different ones now, though. They have lemon and they have.
Yeah, they have different flavors.
Yeah.
Lavender one, I think.
Clorox bleach takes 10 minutes. Lysol disinfectant spray, 3 minutes. Zep Spirit 2, 1 minute. Spray 9, multi-purpose disinfectant spray, 30 seconds to clean up or get rid of the virus or its impact. So that's pretty interesting. There you go, a little recommendation on what you can do there, boys and girls. At 21 after the hour, this is today's DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Don't know why I didn't come. I left you by.
Pretty familiar Norah Jones tune. So, what's the deal? Well, Norah Jones, appearing here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, is here to promote her appearance on this week's Farm Aid show. It's the 35th annual Farm Aid, spotlighting the issue of substance abuse with, whether you know that or not, there's a lot of substance abuse on the farm, and these guys are trying to deal with that. There certainly will be a focus on the pandemic and how I've got my own. I could spend an hour talking to you, and I might try to whittle it down, but I've got some information on the new aid that's being promised by the Trump administration for farmers and who it has gone to so far. It'll make your stomach, Anyway, so Norah, back to Norah Jones. She says, I love the work Farm Aid does, and I think it's so important to support local and family farms. Amen to that, lady. She performed at the 25th anniversary of Farm Aid 10 years ago. That was in Milwaukee. She played a rare solo show at the City Winery in Manhattan as a fundraiser for Farm Aid about 5 years ago. So this weekend, Saturday, the Saturday Farm Aid, the appearance, the guiding foursome of Farm Aid, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, Farm Aid, I think we've talked about this, the Black Pumas are going to be on stage, Bonnie Raitt, Boz Scaggs, Brandi Carlile, Chris Stapleton, Edie Brickell, Charlie Sexton, Jack Johnson, Lucas Nelson, Margot Price, Nathaniel Weightlift, and a lot of others, too.
Great lineup. It's an unbelievable lineup, actually. Yep. It's going to be virtual, clearly, because there's no audience, but I think it's going to be really... I'm looking forward to watching it. It's going to be fun.
Over and over again, you hear me say this, and it's so true. The government is screwing the farmers so badly with all this money that's not going to the people or the families that need it. Farm Aid organizers warning this year thousands and thousands of family farmers will be driven out of business because of government policy as much as anything else. The sustainable agriculture methods of family farmers are viewed as essential to addressing climate change. So why isn't more attention being paid to that and to them for that? Willie says this pandemic and so many other challenges have revealed how essential family farmers and ranchers are to the future of our planet. Farm Aid 2020 is going to give the whole country a chance to learn about the important work of farmers and how they're contributing to our well-being beyond just bringing us good food. A lot of people have rediscovered that this year, as we've said any number of times. The local family farmers have done much better this year, but that can't erase years and years of bad government policy and just screwing around. Now, the dairy farm is the best example of it. The government and its policies have ruined the whole family farmer dairy business. Farm Aid's festival running from 8 to 11 this Saturday. Be streamed live at farmaid.org, Farm Aid's YouTube channel, Access TV, and at fans.com. There'll be other platforms I think they're putting together this week. Sales of
But it's also
tickets.
Free. That's the thing that's really cool, too. Everyone can watch this. You don't need a ticket. They're just doing donations this year. So if you have a little extra, $10, $15, whatever it is, throw it their way because their work is incredible and it goes directly to the farmers who need it.
They may.
It bypasses everybody else, which is great.
Yeah, they may it bypasses government, that's for sure. They may, in fact, have something a little bit, under the circumstances, a little different in terms of raising. I bet you they'll raise more money this year than they ever have.
I hope so.
The way they're raising it. Yeah, right. Anyway, so Nora Jones joining the lineup. Check it out this Saturday night. Certainly we'll talk about it more between now and then.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is expecting that his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg will end up being voted on by the U.S. Senate before Election Day.
There have been 29 times that there have been vacancies since George Washington through Barack Obama. In all 29 cases, the president has made a nomination to the Supreme Court during an election year. And President Trump believes that it's his responsibility and his duty to do that again.
Penn speaking there in an interview with CBS News last night. The president says he'll announce his nominee to succeed Bader Ginsburg on Friday or Saturday. Tropical storm Beta bringing heavy rain to Texas. As much as 10 inches of rain are now expected to fall in some areas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The Trump administration putting new sanctions on the government of Iran. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the U.S. will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And Defense Chief Mark Esper says Iran does continue to engage in aggressive and destabilizing behavior. A University of Georgia fraternity is suspended after racist texts to a student were posted online. But the student wants more action taken. She's calling for the chapter to be revoked and its members expelled altogether. The 20-year-old has been on a crusade to make the campus and community safe after noticing a sorority not practicing social distancing, and she believes that's what led to the texts on a private messaging app. The school called the comments outrageous and offensive, saying the issue is being investigated. Today is the first day of autumn. Or fall, if you will, and on this day, both day and night are equal. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark. The autumnal equinox signifies the start of shorter days and longer nights in the northern hemisphere and the opposite in the southern hemisphere. For many across the country, that is apparent by the subtle changing of the leaves from green to yellow and orange, a process that's already begun in parts of America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Charging the air inside the world of this fabulous life that we lead. The good, the bad, the ugly. Good stuff. Here, shopping around for a good radio program. By golly, you found it. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air with a focus now on what's happening in the retail world. What stores stay open? What stores are going away? Is anybody starting a new business? I see Aldi, the supermarket store, opening more and more. That's a European outfit. Have you got any where you are, either of the two of you?
Oh, yeah, there's one right near me. And yeah. They're starting to pop up. Yeah. And
I don't like them myself.
Well, you have to bring your own bags, and it's bare bones, but that's why the prices are so cheap.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a weird combo of Trader Joe's and Costco. Because they sell, like, other things in the middle of the store.
I think that it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is supposed to be.
So, I don't know. I've only been one time to Aldi, and I thought it was interesting. I just don't know if it's part of my regular routine.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a fun shop. And I know a lot of people, my friends, my school teacher friends who I talk about here a lot, that's where they do their primary shopping is at Aldi. So, I guess for some people it works.
Mm. Okay.
Very cheap. So it's you know, with people needing to save money right now, it's a good option for them.
Hmm. Well, I guess I don't need to save enough money because there's nothing in there. I've been into them a couple of times, and I find them cold, stark, uninteresting. It's just it's like going into a warehouse. And, yeah, I mean, it's a different practical approach. I want to kind of see the you don't find, at least the ones I've been in, there's no produce, really. It's just kind of everything in a can or a box. And they're on, you know, they open up the box.
The one near me is like, the reason people go to it is because it's just giant boxes of produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all produce. That's like their thing. It's not organic, though. That's why I don't buy it.
Yeah, there's no local produce. It's just shipped in from wherever. Not my cup of tea, but obviously they're doing something right because there are 2,200 of them already in America. And they're growing everywhere you turn around. There's one opening near me in another week or so. So, all right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what about other sorts of stores, Victoria? What are you finding?
Well, back in July, Bed Bath & Beyond announced that they would be restructuring in order to, you know, figure out what they're going to do. They said that they were going to close 200 stores over the next 2 years, and they also said that, unfortunately, that would eliminate 2,800 jobs as part of their operation to streamline and shore up their finances. Now, so they own 1,478 stores total. That includes 955 of those 1,478 are Bed Bath & Beyond stores. They also own Bye Bye Baby, which is pretty much my friend's having a baby. I just had to buy a bunch of stuff from their registry there. And Christmas Tree Shops, as well as Harmon Face Values. So those stores, they're evaluating which of those stores will also close. But they've now made the announcement, and you can see it on their website, they have listed the first 63 stores that will be closing by the end of this year, and they list them by state. So it looks like, Jen, in California, they're closing 6 stores in California. They're only closing 2 in New Jersey. The one near me is staying open, which is good. They're closing a bunch in New York, and it looks like Massachusetts, where you are, they're not closing any. So mm-hmm. If there's one near you, Doug, then that will remain open. Yeah. I was in the Bed Bath & Beyond that's near me in Monmouth County in New Jersey where I live, and it looked like it was going out of business because the stock was very, very limited, and I don't know why that is, if they're just not keeping as much stuff in stock to lower their overhead. I don't know, but clearly it is a store that is in trouble and a brand that's in trouble, which is too bad because, you know, where will all the Shark Tank stuff go? They usually end up in Bed Bath & Beyond
on TV. My question is, I don't know if I used to shop at Bed Bath & Beyond all the time, and I stopped. I can't tell you the last time I went into one, well, other than to use the bathroom, because that happened six months ago for me. But it's because it seems like the prices are a lot higher. I feel like I can get more stuff somewhere else. So that's been my change. I don't know if that's reality or not, but it just feels that way to me, and I think I have that in my head. I don't know if that has sunk in with anybody who used to go there.
So where do you go to get that sort of thing these days? Because they've pretty much corralled that brand and that
image. I get
my
sheets from Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's fine.
But sheets and towels and stuff, yeah, that's... Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, actually,
Target,
I used to get everything... I used to get all my sheets and towels at Bed Bath & Beyond. That was just my go-to. But I was living in Manhattan, and there was a big store, which is one of the ones that's closing, right in Lincoln Square, Lincoln Center. And so that was just a convenience for all New Yorkers. But now I've ordered sheets online. I still got my towels from Bed Bath & Beyond, but because I like to feel towels before I buy them. But I got my sheets online at a different company. So, yeah, I don't know. And you're right, Jen. The prices aren't cheap. But I guess I never went there looking for discount prices. I just sort of went there for the products.
As a non-shopper, there's one on Olympic in Los Angeles that I've been to that was on 3 floors. And I found the experience to be entertaining. You go in, you grab a thing, you go up and down on the... I don't know. I kind of liked going in there to get stuff.
And see, that's what I'm asking, like, what changed for me? Because I used to love going to that store. The other thing I think of is overwhelming fragrance when you walk in. Like, sometimes it's so
yes.
much fragrance.
It's a lot of pumpkin spice right now.
And believe me, I'm loving the pumpkin spice. I'm all about it. But it's just, it's overdone quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I try to
a lot of candles,
over.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of the spices and stuff, I see Oreo cookies wants to get people into the holiday spirit
totally
early.
Totally into that. Mm-hmm.
I'm gingerbread Oreos down for
gingerbread
those.
Gingerbread Oreos.
100%.
Gingerbread.
I saw that story yesterday, and I was like, oh, yeah, now this is some news I can get behind.
Right. Yeah. The gingerbread
forget
sounds really good.
Coronavirus. Bring on the Oreos.
This is a. I'm a dunker, but this is. I dunk this into milk or
you
something
don't
like that.
An Oreo, you rip them apart.
No, you dunk them. I dunk stuff. It's like.
Well, it's
friend,
gingerbread Oreo. So what would you dunk it into? I hate eggnog, so that would
his
not
fish
be.
Do.
No.
You
would.
No, I wouldn't put my fish.
You could probably do apple cider. You could get away with.
Yeah.
That. You could dunk
cider.
Cider
would be good. Yeah, be good.
Hot apple cider that's spiked, obvi.
Yeah. Panera
otherwise,
bread.
It's not worth doing. He doesn't even
right.
know what spiked means.
Yeah, I know.
Offering, yes, I do, a mashup of the two menu items so you get the best of both worlds in one bowl. It's the new broccoli cheddar mac and cheese. Ooh, sounds
Phil, do you
awful.
Have that? Listen to this.
Broccoli cheddar. Can't keep your mouth on nothing else. Two classic loves swirled into one.
Creative.
Yes, it's soup on tender pasta.
Is this Michael Bolton?
It is.
Oh, my God.
This is real. This is not a spoof.
Loves macaroni.
This is the first time I'm hearing it, though.
Now I'm sort of wanting to try it. This is terrible.
This is actually a music video that's on their website when some Mac loves broccoli cheddar. Aye. Anyway. All right,
well,
so
it's a great
having.
Combo, and it's a good way to get some veggies in with your mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You get some broccoli in there.
Yeah. All right, let's see what Starbucks is up to. They are officially ditching plastic straws. I thought they did this last year.
Michael Bolton must be like, what happened to me?
I know, right? I used to be like flying
songs
in a private jet.
Now
on Panera commercials that only air on YouTube.
Yeah.
What was your question, Doug?
My question was that in the announcement from Starbucks that they are not going to use plastic straws. I thought they did this last year.
Well, they announced that they were going to end plastic straws by, I think, 2021, but it wasn't known what they were going to do as a replacement. But what they are doing, which I love, and I've actually been requesting this for at least 2.5 years now, they have those plastic sippy cup lids, and instead of a straw, I just ask for one of those lids, and it makes it really easy to drink a cold drink that has ice in it. So that's what they're actually, that's going to be the new go-to. Unless you have a disability and you need to request a straw, then you can, but they're not going to just automatically give a straw anymore.
Well, they should be there. This should be universal. As we say sometimes, there ought to be a law. The usage of plastic this way, when I go to a restaurant, well, I don't go to restaurants now, there's not many to go, but somebody brings you automatically a straw with a glass of water, I give it back to them. I said, this is plastic, I don't want to use that.
Well, unfortunately, it's too late at that point, but, you know.
Yeah, it is, because it's in people's mindset. Nobody is thinking about this. Starbucks claims that the new lid which they're going to use, which is polypropylene, it is a plastic, but you can recycle this. It was modeled after hot beverage lids that have, as you just suggested, lids and straws combined. Or just how about just an opening? What do you need? Why do you need a straw for anything?
Well,
seriously?
Some people with disabilities can only drink from a straw, so that is separate. So, but for people who don't have a disability, I have glass straws. So, and I have, you know, ones made from seaweed that if I'm in the car and I stop through a drive-thru or whatever, I'll just use that. I don't take the plastic ones, but
I don't know why.
Seaweed ones because I cannot hang with the paper straws. They're so disgusting.
Ugh. Paper ones are gross. I like the seaweed ones. Those are by far the best because they almost feel like plastic, and but then they just disappear after. They don't melt
them afterwards?
No, they're not. They're not really edible, but they started out apparently being edible.
What?
Doug wants to. I feel like Doug's hungry.
Can't we eat him?
Because he just eats everything that he shouldn't be eating.
All right, coming up in a moment, what's new from China? You're going to love this one. Scientists have been examining data that suggests there could be life on Venus, boys and girls. Now NASA is considering an expedition to Venus. And we talk about that in our clip of the day today, sort of a mini podcast. You can listen to that at djvshow.com and all the previous clips of the day just to kind of get a flavor as to the silly and the serious stuff that goes down. And then you can listen to the whole program all day, every day as well. Yours at your service and on your side there, djvshow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Jobs are the lifeblood of American society. Every month we spend time and energy monitoring and dissecting the unemployment figures released by the government. Most everyone agrees that anyone who wants to work should be able to find a job. But is any job good enough? The National Fund for Workforce Solutions knows that it is not enough just to get people working if they are stuck in poor quality, low-paying jobs. This may help to improve unemployment numbers, but they are short-sighted and do not create a sustainable economy that can weather a crisis like the one we are in now. Janice Urbanik of the National Fund.
We need to focus on creating well-paying jobs that actually boost the economy and won't disappear as soon as things get challenging. All workers in America deserve the security of good benefits, paid time off, and a livable wage. We owe that to essential workers now, and we always have.
To learn more, visit nationalfund.org. This is Alex Verde reporting, paid for by the National Fund for Workforce Solutions.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's what's going on, boys and girls. In court in China this week, a gentleman who just coincidentally happened to be the country's most outspoken negative denouncer of party leader, how do we say his name, Xi Jinping? Whatever his name is.
Xi.
Xi. Okay.
Xi.
Xi?
Mm-hmm.
He or she?
Yeah,
she.
Like she.
Like
yeah.
That.
She.
Mm-hmm.
He is a she?
What's the story?
The story is that this fellow who had been denouncing she for a long time was arrested and tried and sentenced to 18 years in prison for corruption. Nobody, when asked what he was guilty, what sort of corruption, nobody had an answer for that. Yes, I think that was probably about right. So, adds fuel to, there's nothing over there going on. When are we getting an answer to our question that we're asking here of politicians as to when we're going to pull the rug out from our relationship with China as far as things being made there, built there, developed there? When are we pulling
Joe
the
Biden
rug out?
Says they're not our opponent.
Oh, good for him. It's 10 before the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
After the hour now, back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the Inuka chiropractor from Salt Lake City. He and his wife run a fabulous clinic there and a great website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, in which there are plenty of philosophies that are exposed, explained. I guess both of those things would apply to you, Jack.
Sure.
You expose a lot of faulty thinking from your perspective. And
we quote the science,
value and virtue. Well, you know, there's a question about vitamins and stuff. I was going to ask you. Thank you for bringing it up, because I'm a user of standard processed products, and you are somebody who peddles them, if I can use that term in a not such a guttural sense. But you have a lot of them, and people use them because they are all food based. But there's a controversy. When I listen to other doctors, like on our Good Day Health show, you appear and Ken Kronos appears, he's always talking about evidence-based medicine. Evidence means science. It's something that has to be tested, like all the discussion about the COVID vaccine and how it's being tested and whether somebody's dying because they, you know, there have been, the AstraZeneca stuff has been full of problems, it would seem. So, but they're tested, and the FDA won't approve them unless there's scientific evidence that shows they work. And then we all know, even though there's scientific evidence that proves they work and they go out in the marketplace, people die taking drugs, certain kinds, because they don't work for everybody. So, when it comes to vitamins, where is the proof? Does standard process, as an example, have proof, scientific proof, that they're vitamins B, C, D, whatever it is that they have, all work and do the things that we say they do? Like, it's, we hear everybody talk about vitamin D all the time. You don't have enough B or V, say it again, Doug, B or D in your system. Then I saw something this week about vitamin C. There's a problem with C. You could get too much vitamin C in your system. So, good God, it changes every single week, it seems. There's something that contradicts, and they all point to scientific evidence.
Yes,
so,
of course.
What the heck do we believe here?
You know, when you sit down to eat a dinner at night, do you eat something that Mother Nature made, or do you eat something that came out of a factory and out of a bunch of chemicals?
I had some crab meat.
Was it real crab meat or fake?
No, it was real crab. That Pollock stuff is awful. It was crab meat. I sliced an onion and put some spinach and onion on gluten-free bread and had some potato chips. That's what I ever did.
Well, did Mother Nature make the onion? Yes, Mother Nature, in fact, did. Well, what do you know about it? Did Mother Nature make the spinach? Why didn't you eat fake stuff? Mother Nature made? Why would you take vitamins that came from a laboratory as opposed to vitamins that come from food?
But most people don't even realize the difference. That's the point.
That's true.
They don't. They see vitamins.
That's absolutely
true. I'm going to use that.
A vitamin is a vitamin. No, it isn't.
Correct.
No, it isn't.
No, I know it isn't.
You cannot improve on Mother Nature. And anything you take from Mother Nature and try to do something in the laboratory, you are only going to denature it. You're going to miss all of the unknown factors that are involved in that food that have yet to be discovered. We know that there are thousands upon thousands of phytonutrients in the skin of an apple. Even though we haven't identified all of them, we know that that's there. And to sit down in a laboratory and mix up a bunch of chemicals and say, hey, this is just as good as the skin of an apple, is absolutely ludicrous. Mm-hmm. But we do this all the time because we never spend any personal time investigating and researching this stuff for ourselves or our families. We usually shop based on price. We don't always shop based on quality or content or source. And anything that eases our lives because of the complications we face all the time, we usually opt out for the easy way. And an easy way is to get something synthetic from a laboratory as opposed to what Mother Nature made.
Well, it's interesting because Dr. Fauci has become somewhat of a hero in all of this. He certainly has become well-known.
He made some comments on an Instagram interview with Jennifer Garner the other day saying, well, I take vitamin C and D to prevent infections.
Yeah.
Good. God bless him. Yeah. But I'm glad Dr. Atlas is in there now instead of Fauci, to tell you the
truth. All right, there it is. Word to the wise. This program brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the safe way, the simple way, the non-toxic way. Keep it off. Jack is one of these people that tell you doing it the natural way is what makes it more beneficial for your body. So check it out at toploss.com to see how the program works. It'll be right for you, I guarantee it.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.